This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Cindy Bigelow. How are you, Cindy?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. And the reason, actually, is I did, in full disclosure, you were one of the people who have helped me through this pandemic. I start every morning with the decaffeinated green tea from Bigelow. And this morning, you know, our power's been off, and I needed to get energy. My wife made me the iced Bigelow green tea. She puts like four of them in. So that's why I'm doing good. You are one of the only CEOs I'm interviewing that I owe all my thanks and energy to.
I have to tell you that a lot of people during this very difficult time have been turning to Bigelow Tea, and we feel so fortunate that our product can give people that comfort and help them deal with some of the stresses. So we're very happy to be in the tea industry now more than ever.
So let's talk about Bigelow Tea. You're different than any other organization in the world, the largest specialty tea in America. Talk about, from your perspective, this is a family company. What is different about Bigelow Tea than any other organization in the world?
Well, first of all, thank you for asking the question. We do like to think that we are different, and I think it really is the family touch, the family dynamic, the finance, the family care. But it's about making all the employees feel they are and recognize that they are part of the family, and I think that's the big difference. So that you don't just have me or the family caring; you have every single employee caring at an incredible high level. So we do something here we call settling is not an option, right? So whether it's the ingredients, whether giving back to the community, whether taking care of the environment, certainly, you know, taking care of employees, settling is not an option. And we live and try to breathe that every single day. And because of that, I think that's the reason why we're so successful, that I guess I would just have to use that intimacy with everything we're doing. It resonates with the consumer.
What's an example of something that came to you where you didn't settle? Maybe it was an employee, maybe it was a product where settling was not an option.
I'll give you a good example. About 2 years ago, we were going to launch some new lines, an extension of our signature line. And so we had a series of teas. We've been working on them for quite some time. And we had this one that we loved the concept. We knew the consumer would love the concept. And we must have gone through, I can't tell you how many iterations in the blending in the R&D lab, trial after trial. And yes, it was better than anything in the marketplace. Wasn't there. So I went down to one of the last days for trying to design this product line. And I had my team there, my marketing and sales team, who had also been working tirelessly on this launch. And I drank the 17th version of this particular flavor we were shooting for. And my head of sales, my vice president of sales of marketing, had said, you know what? I don't think we should launch it. We just can't hit it. It's not going to be good enough. It's better than the competition, but it's not exceptional. Let's drop that from the line. And I went, I'm sorry. What? And he said, it's not going to be there. It's not going to make it. Let's drop it. And we had worked 18 months on designing this particular tea. And I said, done deal. Drop it. But when you have your teammates who have put that kind of effort and energy and saying it's just not good enough for the consumer, not the family, but the extended Bigelow family, you know you have the most amazing team that you're working with. And that's just a small example of how much they care. They really do. It means so much. The 400 employees we have, I work hard for it to be their family, and they actually show me every single day it is like family for them.
It's something it seems almost every CEO does. How do you make people feel like family? It's not these words empowering. It's just, I know everything you do, I've known you for a long time, is very real, and everyone's very involved.
I think that that's really the right thing that you just said, real. If it's genuine, I mean genuine. You're not doing it for profit. You're not doing it for your own self-worth and gain or ego. but you're doing it because in your inner DNA, your inner, whatever you want to call it, soul, you understand how much you need people and you appreciate them. I always say we will never be the highest paying employer ever. There's not enough margin in that little tea bag. But I want to be competitive as an employer, but I also want to create an environment that money isn't the number one thing that you're looking for, that you want to come in every single day. You know, you want to be heard. And so if I genuinely believe that, they know I need them, it really makes all the difference in the world. And I deal with that with my leadership team all the time. I'm always saying to them, you know, especially if I get someone from the outside, I have someone that retires, it's now someone, I bring in someone from the outside world. And what happens in that case is they sometimes come in and they will be very much like trying to bring some of their older ways in, and they think they're supposed to lead in a certain way and they're supposed to, you know, be in charge. And I go, yes, you are leading, you're in charge, but you need to listen. You're not really listening. You're coming across as if you really think you're better than your teammates. If you really think you're better than your teammates, they're going to know that. They're going to sense that. They're not going to give you your all. So I really think it's your word that you just said. It's about being genuine and about really recognizing how much you need the people around you.
And how did this work out during this whole pandemic that we're in, and then during the economics and everything and social justice, everything coming on? And
it was essential. They had to believe that I was doing everything in my power to keep them safe, which I was. And they had to work through a lot of fears, right? You have what's happening outside, what you're reading, what you're hearing, what your family is telling you. I had pressures coming in that I couldn't imagine. And so I was working and running as fast as I could to make it safer. What I thought was good, Robert, on Monday wasn't good by Tuesday. What I thought was good on Tuesday wasn't good by Tuesday afternoon. I was having things change by the hour. But what was really the air under my wing was the fact that I would go by the employees and they would be like, "We got you back, Cindy. We're all in. Don't worry about us. We got it covered." And I would have tears in my eyes. I'd be like, "What? What did she say to me?" Because I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking, what do I need to do for them? What more do I need to do for them? What else can I do? And they're looking at me, what do we need? What do you need, Cindy? What can we do for you? It was unbelievable. That was probably one of my greatest, I guess, learnings, is the beauty of the people in the manufacturing. I mean, of all the employees, but the people in the manufacturing, their absolute commitment to producing the best quality tea for the consumer.
And you've involved everyone in all your decisions. I know in 2012, you went to like zero landfill, which was before anyone was doing this. You've 2 minutes before break. Talk about that.
You know, that was another thing where, you know, you have the vision and the strategy and you're going, gee, I want to do this. It's the right thing to do. Let's do it. And then I don't put the metrics in front of them. I don't say, I need you to achieve this. I need you to be zero waste to landfill. I say, what do you guys think? Let's do this. And then you light them up, and man, do they run. And they run faster, Robert, than you'll ever run. And they were coming to me with ideas and options and things they wanted to do. And I was like, wait, what? I've got a lot of incoming here. But my job was to try to, how do I say yes? How do I hear what they're saying and do what I need to do to give them that yes, because they were doing such fantastic work. So that zero waste to landfill, the solar panels that we have, the composting, the community garden, all the stuff. These were not my ideas. None of them were my ideas. My idea was, how do we be a good citizen to the globe? How do we be a good citizen to the community? And then it was beautiful to watch him run. Really amazing.
And we're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out one of the coolest new products you're coming up with. So first, if anyone wants Big O Tea, where do they go?
Well, I think they can go to a lot of wonderful stores, their favorite grocery store, their favorite, you know, mass, online. It's really, really available. Thank God. We like to say easy to love, easy to afford, and easy to find.
And there you go. Back in a few, and when we come back, we're going to hear about a really cool new product.
That's great.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Robert Friese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Cindy Bigelow, the CEO of Bigelow Tea. And you have a really cool product out, botanical water.
Yes.
Just talk about what this is.
Well, this is really, really exciting. This is a new line that we just launched that I absolutely am so thrilled about. And where did we get the idea from? Okay. So we're supposed to drink a certain amount of water a day. And I'm not a water fan. And when I do drink the water, which I don't do because I'm not a water fan, it's like a chore. I have to take my 20 ounces and I got to like drink it. And I got 20 ounces down. Okay, only three more to go. Whee! And so I was starting to take some of our herbal teas and I was just throwing them into water because I'm lazy. I was just putting them in and they were diffusing. And I was like, that's nice. What if we designed a line to just diffuse, like a botanical line that diffuses into water? And then I kind of put together the idea of when I go to a hotel and you see these beautiful water bins with
right.
watermelon and mint and cucumber. So I said, let's design Bigelow Botanicals. There are five different teas, all with really cool combinations, watermelon, cucumber, mint, cranberry, lime, honeysuckle. And you just take the tea bag, Robert, open it, put it in your cold water and let it infuse into the water. It's beautiful. It takes about anywhere from 4 to 8 minutes, depending on how strong you like it. And then you just start drinking your water, and it has that beautiful, gently infused flavor taste. It's not an iced tea. I like to make that very clear. It's a botanical water. And I have to tell you, I couldn't even imagine drinking water now if I didn't have my beautiful botanicals.
I love it. And my daughter, Molly, who you know, of course, her favorite flavor is cucumber, so I've got to be getting this for her. What is the secret to coming up with new products? Because you are constantly coming up with new things.
You know, that's a great question. It's a challenge. It's the challenge. It's the one of the major reasons we've been so successful over the last 10, 15 years is continuing on the journey that my parents really had started. Starting in the 70s of launching new flavors and new teas. But now what were the new relevant teas today? What were going to resonate with the consumers? So it's always staying very focused on keeping your Earl Greys, your Constant Commons, your existing signature lines at the top quality. You never compromise on your existing, but then you have to come up with what are some of the newest concepts.
And really how do you know what customers will want?
You've been in the
2 billion, and you've 2 billion tea bags you did this year, right?
Oh, we sold over 2 billion this year.
Over 2 billion. Wow. Well, that's because in a pandemic, that's what everyone needs. You don't need coffee. You need to calm down.
You need to relax.
How do you involve your customers in knowing what they really want?
It's really kind of just knowing our customers, listening to them, but also knowing what's happening in many other categories. So whatever's happening in the beverage or what's happening in the supplement or what's happening with fruits, vegetables, it's really looking at many different industries and then seeing how do we envision that the consumer it'll resonate with the consumer. And sometimes, like when we launched the holiday teas, that idea came from walking through stores and sort of seeing that, you know, grocery stores really need to exploit the theme. It's very important to them, right? In Halloween, they want to turn everything around to look like Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and Valentine's Day. It's important for the store. It's an impulse sale. It's new and it's different. You know, it's a treasure hunt. How did we support that? How do we support that? So I said, let's come up with holiday teas. Everyone said, bad idea, Cindy, bad idea. And I said, why? And they said, oh, people are not going to want a pumpkin tea.
It's the best. I've gotten these for my mom, and she loves it.
And it's kind of that play of when you think the customer is ready, that now the holiday tease is going to mean something, but it's designing tees that are fantastic. So just because we have an idea, let's come up with holiday tees, one of them being like a pumpkin spice, it's got to taste delicious, and it's got to be a fantastic tee. And that's where, for example, my sister, who unfortunately passed away recently, worked 35 years. So I would come up with the idea, and she would design them. She would create the flavors. And that's the key. So it's a great idea, but if it doesn't taste good, they're not going to buy it again. And I think that's what we've been able to do, is great concept that tastes amazing. So the consumer's willing to try it, willing to like it, and willing to rebuy it.
Exciting. Now I'm going to ask you what most people think is a very boring question, but I think it's important. The B Corp. You created this B Corp. Just tell everyone why, because we have 600,000 CEOs listening in.
Well, hello to all 600,000 of you, and I'm not sure you're all listening to me. If you are, hello. I think being a B Corp is a huge deal. I don't think it's boring at all. I will tell you that I read about the B Corp about 8 years ago, I think, seven. And I remember talking to the board of directors going, I want to become a B Corp. And I remember many of them going, what is that? And I said, you know, to me, from what I've read, it's a roadmap for me to make sure I'm doing good work. I need a scorecard. I'm trying to do everything I can for the environment, for the employees, for the community. That's what a B Corp is. And they grade you on it. And so I thought, oh, we don't have to become a B Corp, but we want to try to see how we would rate as a B Corp. So we started on the journey. And it was a journey, and it was difficult. And then after a few years of really, you know, working at it and seeing what was important and did it help us make better decisions, I was like, maybe we could become a B Corp. So that was a whole other hurdle that we had to get over, because to become a B Corp is challenging. But we just did. And to me, it didn't change who we are. It said who we are. And to me, a B Corp represents, and I love that it's a B Corp and we're Bigelow, it really is a wonderful emblem of what's important to the Bigelow family. And when I say the Bigelow family, I mean all 400 Bigelow members that work at this company. So a B Corp is a tremendous source of pride for me and many people in this company.
Any advice how we get more women CEOs? You and I have spoken before, and I've tried for years to get us to a minimum 50 Fortune 500 women, and we're closer than we've ever been, but 50 is still only 10%. What do we need to do as a nation, as a society, to get more women succeeding in business and becoming CEOs and running the company?
I think that is a great question. It's an age-old question. I think it does start young. I went to Kellogg Graduate School, and they've spent a lot of time focusing on that, and I was very fortunate to be part of a sort of a women's conference that I was a small piece of, like a panelist and a speaker, but they had big mucky mucks. And the whole thing was, how do we keep women in the workforce? How do we keep women driving up that ladder? And it is amazing. There are so many hurdles that get in the way. One of the things for me that I think is important is I personally, this is just my own opinion, and if I offend anybody, I'm apologizing in advance. I don't know why it has to be either or from a family perspective. My experience has really been that there's a blend between family and business that has to be a better conversation.
And on that inspirational note, family and business, better conversation, I have two pieces of advice to CEOs. Number one, settling is not an option. If you want to have a great company, don't settle. And number two, get botanical water from Bigelow, because that's what we're going to need to get us through this pandemic. Great having you on the show, Cindy. Be well.
You are the best. Thank you so much. So awesome talking to you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reeson. Welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Jenna Drosos. How are you, Jenna?
Great, Robert.
And Jenna is the CEO of Signet Jewelers. Now, this is the largest diamond retail company in the world, and you know names like Kay, Zales, Jared, a lot of other names as well. Talk about first what the brand is.
We are the largest retailer of diamond jewelry in the world. We operate in the U.S. With banner names, some of which you mentioned, Kay, Zales, Jared, Piercing Pagoda. We're also number one in Canada with Peoples jewelry. We have the two of the leading jewelry retail companies in the UK with Ernest Jones and H. Samuel. And most recently added to our portfolio was JamesAllen.com, which is a digitally native retailer in the US.
So let's take us back to July 17th, 2017. You were appointed CEOs. You had a major career. You know, you were at Procter & Gamble, where you were president of beauty. You take over the company. It's had challenges. You had a three-year turnaround plan. Now we're just passing those 3 years and some very encouraging stock performance. But talk about what it was like when you joined and talk about the transformation itself.
Well, I had the pleasure of serving on the Signet Board of Directors for 5 years before I came into the CEO role. And so I really had developed quite an affection for the company. We're in a great business. It's really, you know, the business of helping people celebrate life and express love. Jewelry can be the manifestation of deep emotion, and it's just a wonderful category to be in. But as you said, you're right. I think Signet had fallen on some tougher times. We weren't as quick to pivot into an omni-channel kind of a mindset as we should have been. We had some significant technology debt and really needed to make investments in more innovation in the company. And I felt like, given my background in transforming big brands, like I had done at P&G on Olay and CoverGirl, Old Spice, brands like that, I thought I could contribute. And I really wanted to do that because I see Signet as the kind of leader in its category and in the retail industry that can, you know, not only win from a business standpoint, but can really be a values and principle-based leader in the industry. And I think that's quite important. So I was excited to come in. I worked with my team. We put together a three-year turnaround plan. We actually are just starting year three of that turnaround plan. And COVID, while a bit of a monkey wrench in some ways, I think has been an accelerator for us and others.
How has COVID been an accelerator? Is that in your omni-channel strategy, which was one of your three?
That's right, Robert. We have three key strategies as part of our Path to Brilliance transformation. One is customer first, and as part of that, we've really upped our game in terms of understanding our customers. You know, and if you're interested, I can tell you a bit about, you know, which customers are most interested in returning to shopping, how they're feeling about their relationships and their engagement during this COVID environment. But Signet is really a leader in terms of understanding our customers and bringing them innovation in product, in shopping experience, in financing alternatives, all of that. Our second key strategy was omni-channel. We were a very traditional brick-and-mortar retailer, had only around 5 to 6% of our sales in e-commerce, and that's grown substantially. We were already up to about 15% of our sales in e-commerce before COVID hit, and as we closed our stores and pivoted to a digital-first model, that has dramatically accelerated. And then our third strategy is around a culture of agility and efficiency. And I'm so glad we had prioritized that already for a couple of years because our team has moved very quickly during this time and really, really, I think, done just a great job being agile and doing that in a very efficient way, which is what you need to do when you've got stores closed and some of your teammates on furlough, things like that. So they've worked incredibly effectively against the odds during this time.
So let's talk about that. Let's first take, you mentioned customers first as your first strategy, and also you said that customers have really changed how they view. Obviously, it's a different economy. Their retail is sort of blown up. How has your whole customer experience changed? Are there any new, number one, what specifically have you learned from your customers? And two, are there any specific strategies that have really worked? And obviously, I guess the omnichannel is part of that.
Yeah. I guess the first place I would start is with what are customers really interested in right now. And I can tell you about two areas of our business that are really trending right now. One is engagement. You know, some people have jokingly said that quarantining.
Jenna, I thought there's no public ceremonies, there's no weddings. Are you saying engagements have increased right now?
Yes, absolutely, Robert. So while some people are postponing their wedding, some are actually going ahead with the wedding through virtual ceremonies. In fact, with Jared, we've sponsored hundreds of people having virtual weddings on Zoom. But even if people postpone their wedding, they're getting engaged. And beginning that planning process. It's very interesting. I think because of quarantining, with COVID, couples have been forced to make a decision. Are we going to quarantine together or separately?
Right.
And when they've chosen to quarantine together, our research shows that 48% of them say that their relationship is better coming through COVID. 44% say it's the same, and only 7% say it's gotten worse. So that's really what's leading to a heightened focus on getting engaged. I think the other trend you might be interested in, Robert, is what I'd call Zoom-worthy jewelry. We're seeing that sales of necklaces and earrings are up strong double digits because that's really how people are expressing themselves. You know, when you're on a screen that looks a bit like holiday, you know, Hollywood squares from the old days, you're expressing yourself through the beautiful jewelry that you're wearing. Doesn't matter if you have on shorts and, you know, tennis shoes below the table there. But what people are really seeing is earrings and necklaces. And so that's been quite a good business for us during this time period. Another area that we focus on is not just what customers want to buy, but how they want to buy it. And so when I talk about omnichannel experience, I'm really talking about a combination of a competitive advantage that Signet has with a strong store footprint in malls and in plenty of off-mall locations, combined with virtual selling, which we've put in place across all of our different banners. We're taking appointments, we're co-browsing with customers online, and we're helping them with a lot of our jewelry consultants able to work from their home as easily as they can work from a store.
Let's talk about what advice you have then to people who have been underprivileged, who have not had the opportunities, and talk as well to women, because certainly women have not had as many opportunities. What advice do you have to them on growing their career and adding value?
Well, I call out two things. One is, I think that successful careers are about collecting great experiences, not about getting the first promotion in your class, right? And so I really encourage women, minorities, but all people that I'm mentoring to try to get diverse experiences that will help them to think more broadly and have more context when it comes to deciding key focus areas, setting strategy, bringing plans to life, et cetera. And I think a second one is listen. Get a mentor and listen to the advice that mentor gives you. Listen to your team. I'm a continual learner, Robert. I learn so much from my team every day. And I while I'm a competitive person and I want Signet to win and I want to push ahead, I'm always trying to make sure I'm humble and listening to the advice that I'm getting from all around me, because that's what I think ultimately creates a winning organization.
And there you've heard it so far. We're about to take a commercial break that actually engagements are up and people are happier, and a business in retail can not just survive but grow during the pandemic. When we come back, we're going to talk about this culture of agility and how that really plays out when you have several major brands and 35,000 people globally. Back in a few.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, and we're with Gina Drosos, who is the CEO of Signet Jewelers, many famous brands that you have. When you talk about the turnaround, and there's a tremendous and historic turnaround of the organization, you have as your third point the culture of agility. Now, you have 35,000 people globally and several major brands. How do you create that agility, and also how do you create the alignment of purpose in an organization with so many brands?
Robert, I think it's really important that any organization have a North Star purpose and a set of well-articulated core values that the organization operates by. In my point of view, what that gives leaders is the opportunity to delegate and to trust their team, knowing that people are going to make principle-based decisions. And in the case of Signet, our mission is to help people celebrate life and express love. We believe that a world with more love in it is a good thing for all of us, and so we promote that and try to make it easy for customers to be able to celebrate self-love as well as love of others. And then we have very clear core values. We have 5 of them, only 9 words: people first, lead bravely, own it, customers, and straight talk. And we practice those all the time. People use those words in meetings. They say, hey, you know, I need to step in here. I don't agree. In the spirit of straight talk, let me tell you what I think. And, it's that kind of values-based decision-making that allows leaders to empower their teams to move very quickly. If you have a clear purpose, a common vision, you're rowing in the same direction, as a leader, you can unleash your team to run and find new opportunities for growth.
I like what you're saying. So let's talk about diversity and inclusion. First, I have to commend you because I've had a goal, you know, for years I've been writing in Forbes, we need to get to 50 Fortune 500 women CEOs. And frankly, that's an embarrassment. It's only 10%, but it's the start of critical mass. But you're doing your part, but not just yourself. Your team, I think you've 75% managers are women and 50% of the board and executives. Tell me, I don't know if I have those numbers correct, but talk about your view on the role of diversity and inclusion and what specifically you're doing.
Well, Robert, I see diversity as a business strategy. I recognize that as a leader, one of the things I can never truly see are my own blind spots. And so I think it's very important to surround myself with a team who thinks differently from how I think and then create an environment where they feel comfortable to raise issues, to debate, to challenge, where we all have a voice. And then, you know, at the end of it, I mean, we'll make a decision and we'll move on and we'll go in the right direction. But I can feel confident that I've heard all the voices. And I think consistently that helps organizations make better decisions. At Signet, we've done a great job on gender diversity. I'm very proud that half of our board is women And in fact, all of our committee chairs are women. So the women on our board are very impressive, active leaders of our board agenda. That's helpful to me as the CEO. And then on my own leadership team, I've chosen the best people that I can in their functional area of expertise, and more than half of them happen to be women as well. I will tell you that an area that we can and need to do better on is racial diversity. And that is an area that I have made a strong commitment to within my team. We are making progress, but we can make more progress. And I think increasing the diversity of our leadership, not only to include gender, but to include racial diversity, lifestyle diversity, et cetera, will really make us an even stronger team and company.
What are the skills, when you look at your dashboard of successful executives, what are the skills, if you were to just list a couple, that are essential for someone to really be a success at Signet?
Well, I think leadership is certainly one. And by leadership, I mean the ability to set a clear vision and simplify that into the key, most important plans that need to come to life in order to deliver results. So that would be my definition of leadership. I think it's incredibly important. I think communication is another one, being able to articulate the why. Why are we moving in the direction that we want to? And communication is a two-way street. So as I said, great listening skills would be another. And then I think agility. I mean, retail has for many years been a fast-moving business, lots of changes with the advent of online shopping, online research, different kinds of store formats, opportunities for customers to shop. And with COVID, that has only accelerated. So I think agile leaders who can redefine what success looks like, who can ask the right questions, who aren't afraid to pivot and try new things, those are keys to success at Signet and probably far beyond our walls as well.
Here you have it. Final question, the future of Signet Jewelry.
Well, I think we will certainly look to continue to build our revenue, our profitability, to be the kind of investment grade company that attracts strong investors and delivers strong shareholder return. But we'll do that, I think, in an important and unique way. We'll do that as activists in our industry, bringing our purpose and values to the forefront. We're leaders in responsible sourcing. As you mentioned, we're leaders in building diversity across our team, from store managers to the C-suite to the board of directors. We've taken an active role in exploring racial diversity in our company. We had a very honest town hall not long ago about race, and we'll continue to be activists in leading change and eliminating racial injustice. And I think we'll promote the North Star of what our company stands for, which is really, bringing more love into this world and helping our customers celebrate life and express love in the ways that they want to.
And there you have it. Bring more love into the world. And we've just been speaking with Jenna. A pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thanks so much, Robert. It was my pleasure.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.